where I was telling you with the Myrtle, they didn't have a mock wedding. This region does.
Yeah.
And further west in Saskatchewan, there are mock weddings. Do you know what a mock wedding is?
During the wedding or after?
No,
after.
After. That's
no, the wedding itself is serious.
Oh, yeah.
But we had a mock wedding. Because
well,
we have those two,
does, yeah.
They dress up and, as husband and wife, and they come and they dance and they do...
Who's they?
Well, it was my aunt and uncle who, and my aunt and her, and my mom's friend who dressed up. The one dressed up as a man, the other one dressed up as the bride, right? Bride and groom, actually. And then they came in, well, because it was opening gifts that they came in. When
so
you,
that was the day after the wedding.
Yeah. And they were dancing and, you know, happy and talking to everybody.
Okay.
And,
this area, again, I'm going to go back to the wedding proper, but this area, again, also does something I hadn't heard of anywhere, which is mock weddings for anniversaries, like your 25th anniversary.
Yeah, that could be possible.
Yeah.
But you haven't...
No, we've never had that.
Yeah. For the wedding itself, what did you wear?
A white gown and a veil.
And you wore a suit?
Yes.
What happened to you?
Tuxedo.
Oh.
Yeah, tux.
Oh. Actually, that's the first time I've heard of a tuxedo.
Yeah.
Fancy.
Yeah. Well, it was cheaper than buying a suit.
I see.
No,
that's actually the first time I've heard of a tuxedo. Yeah. What happened to your dress?
I still have it at the house, but I didn't like it.
Why not?
Because there's so many long stories. But when I got married, I was right out of high school, right?
I don't know.
Well, I was right out of high school. I graduated. I got engaged in May. Actually, our courtship was very short.
That's because he's real cute.
yeah. Within a year, we were married.
Okay.
It wasn't... We started dating more or less in October. In December, he asked me to marry him, but I thought December, he was going to buy me a ring. And I thought, oh my God, my mom will die. So why don't we move the ring to May, my graduation? That'll be a little better.
Yeah.
So then in May, I got a ring.
Mm-hmm.
And then we wanted a wedding in October.
Mm-hmm.
But my mother was a nurse's aide, and she had her holiday in August. So it was either... August wedding or wait till next October. So what do you think we took?
August.
Right. So we had an August wedding. And my mother sewed, so she would sew my dress. And in those days, we didn't go to Yorkton often. And we had to go to Yorkton for this material. And I had to pick out the pattern, and I had to pick out the material for this dress like today. There's no tomorrow. It has to be today. Well, it ended up, we got this material, Mom started sewing this dress, and I wanted, because I graduated, I wanted my wedding dress to be pretty much the same as my grad dress, except white and maybe different material. But my mother said, what kind of bride wears that kind of dress? So I had a collar like this, I had sleeves to here, and I had three layers, and it was August. And it was 100 above outside.
Oh my.
So I hated my dress, and I still have
it. Did your daughters use it, or?
No, I don't have daughters. I only have two sons.
Okay, two boys, yeah.
But I have daughter-in-laws, and the veil part, not the headpiece, but the veil part, my oldest son's wife wore, so my daughter-in-law wore it.
Aw, that's nice.
Yeah, that was very nice.
Yeah.